The hallways of Chafee Trail Elementary are lined with colorful trim. The green hall leads you to the kindergartners, and the blue hall leads you to the fourth graders. And a trip down the hallway with a bright Mustang mural leads you to the school's book room, where you will see a man stacking hardcovers and filling orders. Dan Zapparo volunteers at Chafee Trail. He's known as Mr. Dan to teachers and students. A retired Navy Master Chief, Zapparo was looking for another way to serve his community.
I retired when I was 58, about 10 years ago, looking for something to do. So I came over here and interviewed with Mrs. Doyle, asked her if she had anything I could do over here, and of course her eyes lit up.
Principal Casey Doyle gave Zapparo the task of organizing the school's book room, or as the staff playfully named it, Mr. Dan's office. But he soon began acting as a second librarian, leading a tutoring class, and teaching character lessons. Though he isn't paid a dime, Zapparo has returned to the school every week for about 4 years. This year, he has volunteered more than 500 hours. He says he just loves watching the kids learn.
They're like little sponges. I get more out of it than they do, I'm sure, because it's just a riot to watch them when it clicks in their mind, and you have to be here to see it.
Principal Doyle says Zapparo is unlike any volunteer, and his intuition with the kids allows them to open up and learn.
Mr. Dan takes it a step further and offers his heart to the children.
Doyle says even students who initially resisted extra tutoring have come to depend on it. But Zapparo doesn't only provide support for the students. He also provides it for the teachers. Jessica Marshall teaches fourth graders at Chafee Trail. She says Zapparo's wisdom and heart has guided her through tough times.
I've had problems and issues where I've just come to him with, and he's just talks to you and makes you feel just good inside. He's the kindest, most gentle-souled person. And the funny thing about Mr. Dan is he thanks us for being there. He thanks us for welcoming him to our school. And it's just goes to show that he's truly one of the best people I've ever met.
Marshall says one of the kindest things he did was purchase books off her book fair wish list.
I was shocked. I was stunned. Him and his wife had purchased the books for me out of their own money. I get emotional just thinking about it. And he does it for not just me. He does it for all the teachers.
Zapparo says it's the least he can do for the great teachers at the school.
It's just a way of giving back. Books are important. That's how the kids learn if the teachers need them. I don't have any problem with providing them for them. So,
Principal Doyle says she can't imagine not having Zapparo at the school.
I can tell you this. There would not be a mentoring program without Mr. Dan, because he kind of leads the charge on that. I can't see not having Mr. Dan. It would be difficult. He would be impossible to replace.
And it doesn't look like he's going anywhere. Zapparo believes in paying it forward. He says many people helped him out over the years, and now that he's in a position to give back, he believes that's what he should be doing with his life. Lindsay Kilbride, WJCT News.